For our short meditation this morning, please turn with me to Book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 30. They shall know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord. ഇങ്ങനെ അവർ ദൈവമായി ഹോവ എന്ന ഞാൻ അവരോട് കൂടെയുണ്ടെന്നും ഇസ്രായേൽ ഗ്രഹമായിരിക്കുന്ന അവർ എൻ്റെ ജനമാകുന്നുവെന്നും അവർ അറിയും എന്ന് യഹോവയായ കർത്താവിൻ്റെ അരുളപ്പാട്. Let us bow down our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this privilege to come to your holy sanctuary. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you have showered upon us throughout last week. As we meditate upon your word, Lord, we ask you to speak to us. Fill us with the power of your word and the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. They shall know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord. Ezekiel, one of the major prophets in the Old Testament. The name Ezekiel means the strength of God or the God's strength. As we know, Ezekiel was a priest, and later he was called to the prophetic ministry during the Israel's exile in Babylon. And he also was an exilee among the other Israelites in Babylon. And he was called to the prophetic ministry through a very strange vision he had. And prophet himself talks about the vision he had in chapter 1, verse 1 onwards. While he was among the other exilees by the river of Kebar, he had a very strange vision. He saw the heaven opened and the angel appeared before him. And through that vision, he was called as the spokesperson for the Yahweh. And throughout this book, Prophet Ezekiel addressed a variety of questions that the Israelites raised during their exilic life in Babylon. While going through the bitterness of the slavery in Babylon, the Israelites, they kept on blaming God for everything. They always blamed Yahweh for their fate. And they raised so many questions. They asked, why Israel in exile? Is God unjust? Why could God not protect the promised land? Is God able to do anything in this situation? So many questions are found in this book. In chapter 18, verse 25 and 29, they often blamed God and asking. They said that the way of God is unfair. And in 37, verse 17 and 20, again they say, the way of the Lord is not just. In 37, verse 11, when they lost their hope, they said, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. And they kept on blaming God for their fate. And they remained silent of their sinful deeds. Their sinful deeds that led them to the exile life. So when we read the book of Ezekiel, beginning from chapter 1 to chapter 24, the whole chapters 1 to 24, the prophet Ezekiel is reminding the Israelites the reason the reason behind their fall. So the prophet is reminding them their shortcomings, their disobedience before the Lord Almighty. When we look into the history of the people of Israel, after they settled in the promised land in Canaan where the honey and milk flows, slowly they grew. They flourished as a nation. They flourished in wealth and splendor. Now they have their own land. Now they have their own houses. Now they have their own farms, their own cattle, their own possession. And they grew like a powerful nation, like any other neighboring nations. When they grew as a nation, they slowly began to move away from the way of the Lord. They slowly began to forget what God told them. And at last, they approached the prophet Samuel and asked for a king, a human king. And Samuel said, he denied their request and said, "Why you need a human king? Yahweh is your king. Your God is your king. Then why you need another king?" Then they said, "No, you look around the people around us, other nations around us. You see the Assyrians. You just see the Amorites, the Hivites, the Babylonians. They have their own kings. So we also need a king of our own. Someone from us." They keep persisting the prophet Samuel. At last, Samuel asked God's permission, and we know a king was anointed for Israel. A human king was anointed. After a king was anointed, then when we read closely the history of Israel, then the issues began. When there was a human king, there was greed for power, there was greed for position, then the desire for the throne, and slowly the problems started in the life of the history of Israel. And at last, the whole kingdom was divided into two, to north and south, Israel and Judah. And out of 23 kings ruled in Israel and 19 in Judea, altogether 42 kings. And very few of them, a handful of them, feared God and ruled the nation in accordance with the divine law. Very few kings. If you read the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, there we read the entire whole history of the kings who ruled over Israel and Judah. So there we can see only very few kings. They obey God. They worship the Almighty God, Yahweh. And others, the most of them did as they like. I encourage you to read the 2 Kings. There we can see the entire history of the kings ruled over the people of Israel and how they behaved. What was their attitude? And there we see they embraced the pagan religion. Most of them embraced the pagan religions. They embraced the pagan gods. And they constructed altars for the pagan gods throughout the land, throughout the kingdom. They offered sacrifices before the pagan gods. They burned incense before the idols. And they insisted the people to do the same. And Yahweh's temple was closed for many years. The book of law was thrown somewhere. And the Bible says, they did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So when they prosper as a nation, they forget their slavery back in Egypt. When they prosper as a nation, they forget their 40 long years of desert journey and the hurdles and hardship they had. When they prosper and splendor, they forget their bitter past and they forget the God who redeemed them from the slavery. And they embrace the other gods, the pagan gods. They worshipped before the idols. Is it not amazing to know that? Who did this? The people of God, the chosen people. They've gone astray from the presence of Yahweh. When we read the 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1, at the reign of Zedekiah as the king of Judah, what happened? They say, so in the 9th year of Zedekiah's reign, on the 10th day of the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army. He encamped outside the city and built siege works all around. The city was kept under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. Because of their disobedience to the Lord, because they chose to embrace the pagan gods, because they chose to worship the idols and burned incense before the idols and offer sacrifice before the idols, forgetting the living God, what happened? God handed them over to an enemy. The Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army. And they were taken as captives. Babylon in captivity for 70 long years. They lost everything. They were taken as slaves. They lost their land. They lost their possessions, they lost their freedom, they lost their worship, everything. They were taken as captives. And now they are blaming God, asking why Israel is in exile. Is God unjust? And God chose Ezekiel to deal with these questions, and throughout this book, the prophet Ezekiel reminding the Israelites regarding their sin. But when we come to the scripture portion read to us this morning, the first lesson, chapter 34 of the book of Ezekiel, and chapter verse 30, there God says, they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord. They are my people. So the God is a compassionate God, and he is faithful in his promises. The promise given to the forefathers of Israelites. That's why God again going after these people, even though they have gone astray. Even though they disobeyed the God-given commandments, even though they did all what is unfair in the sight of God, still God reaches these people with his love. He's a compassionate God. And from chapter 24 onwards till the end, there we see how God again recalling these people to his faithfulness, his love. In chapter 27, imagery of Valley of Dry Bone. That's a familiar imagery we see in this prophetic book. The prophet was made to stand in the midst of a valley of full of dry bones. And God raises a question, can these bones live? And prophet says, Lord, I don't know. God says, this is the present condition of the Israelites. They have become like dry bones. They lost their life. And there we see God poured out his spirit upon these people, on the dry bones. And they lived and stood on their feet. So again, God is bringing back his people from the slavery, from the bondage. So when we go through this scripture portion, this scripture portion reminds us, or it gives us an important message, that we must know who we are. We must know who we are, and we must live worthy of our call. When the Israelites, they prosper as a nation, they forget who they are. The first Peter, the apostle Peter reminds us how we are chosen. Verse 18 and 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So here the Apostle Paul reminds the readers, the believers, who they are, saying that you are redeemed not with the perishable things like the silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So we are belongs to him. And again in chapter 2 verse 9, Peter reminds, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. You are not ordinary people. You are chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. These are the words Apostle Peter using to remind us who we are. So we need to live a life worthy of our call. The Israelites, when they prosper, they forget the one who redeemed them from the bondage. So again, God had to teach them new lessons. That's why they were sent to the Babylon exile for 70 years. Where they really understood who they were. And they began to cry before the Lord. And God raised the prophet Ezekiel and reminded them their sins. And asked them to confess their sins. And asked them to come back to the call. And later God redeemed them from the bondage and slavery of the Babylon. And here Apostle Peter reminds us who we are. We are chosen people. We need to walk worthy of our call. That's why God has chosen us. He has redeemed us with the precious blood of His only Son, Jesus Christ. So we have a very responsible life to live as Christians. A very responsible life. A life that gives glory to God's name. A life that bears witnesses wherever we are. To bring many to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So know that you and I are responsible. We have a responsible life to live. We are a chosen people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. And may God bless us to live a life that brings glory to His name wherever we are. Amen.